we're locked in.
Fuck you.
Did you see how synced up that was?
So good.
Looking for a chord and it's probably A minor.
Oh, yeah.
They're not like us, baby.
Oh, that was so good.
Can you imagine being...
Conan called Drake a pedophile at the Oscars?
Shout out to Skylar Hughley.
I know.
Who's a writer who wrote that joke and was like, buddy?
And bet an executive producer $50 that it would kill.
Comedians
and then won.
Are so great.
And comedians need to call their shot more.
Yeah.
Like, we're also like, who, me? I'm not even funny. But it's so cool when a comedian is like, this is going to work. And then it does.
In front of all snooty actors, too.
In front of all pedophiles?
Right.
That's why they laughed.
It was
because they were like, oh, thank God they're not calling me a pedophile.
On our turf, you're calling out one of us. Well, welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy.
Buddy. It's been a week.
It's been a hell of a week.
I can't get into a lot of it, but...
And we don't care enough to.
And I don't... I have things going on. But it's been...
I have more important things to talk about than pig fucks.
But there's been a lot of pig fucks in my pen.
Yes.
And I feel... And I learned some crazy information. I feel like every day... Either you and I have texted each other and it's been like
the craziest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Not even close.
Not even. And we can't talk about any of it. And that sucks for you guys. But every day one of us has sent the other the next craziest thing you've ever heard in your life.
I mean, I will say this. This is all I will say is that I was pursuing legal assistance.
Yes.
At some point this week. And shout out to Corinne. I have to get her last name, but her name is Corinne, this lawyer that I found. And she was
queen.
Like such a queen, like kind of Southern-ish.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, mom, activist.
Love that combo.
Was a journalist, but was like, I knew I could do more.
Yeah.
So I became a lawyer. And I'm like,
shout out to the I knew I could do more people.
Oh,
that
talk
is
me
so not
in.
Us.
No, we're trying to do less.
We're trying to be a star
and like just have a personality that makes us money. Corinne's going to law school to defend women.
Oh my God.
But she's like, she's Southern, I think, and just has like bless your heart energy all over the place. I sent her what I was dealing with. She's like, can I call you? And I was like, yeah, of course. And she goes, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, it is. It is terrible.
Fix it for me.
Oh my God. And she was like, these people are terrible. And I'm like, Corinne.
It's so funny. I hope you don't mind me saying that this is in the world of comedians.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's so funny talking to someone who's not in this world.
I know, dude.
And then they're like, when you told me about all of this, I was with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, he doesn't like live in a world where this happens once a month.
Yeah.
I like forgot that this is terrible.
Right. Like, it's like,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Like, yes.
You like need somebody else to be like, this is terrible. And you're like, right, of course.
Right. Like, this is like borderline illegal.
And like, I know it's terrible, but I'm like, this is just what happens. Like, this is what we deal with all the time.
It's just another day.
I was talking to this woman the other day who's friends with my boyfriend. So she's not in our world.
Yeah.
And like, kind of out of nowhere, she was like, there's a bunch of reasons why I couldn't do stand up. But one of them is the amount of sexism I'm sure you face every day. And it's one of those things where you like wake up out of a coma that you've been in.
Yes.
And I was like, buddy, you have no idea.
It's one of those things where it's like you think it, they think it's this, and it's actually 6,000 times more.
Yeah.
Years ago, this like very bushy, bright-eyed girl in college was like, I'm making a documentary about women in comedy.
I remember this.
And she was like, do you want to interview me? Like, or no, can I interview you? And like, do you want to talk about like overcoming or some bullshit? And I just sent her an email back being like, hey, I'm going to like tell you that this is so terrible.
Yeah.
And that like there is no justice.
Yeah.
And
there's no God. There's no justice.
It's a godless.
There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
So I'm like, I don't know if that's like, I think you're looking for girl boss stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm not going to be giving that to
you.
Well,
it's like you're asking me about how I overcame this and I didn't. Like, it's
and I never
every
will.
Time I have something else happens.
Right.
And it's like,
and
that's
one
the game.
Never will. It's just going to keep coming and coming.
Comedy is like, in terms of art, comedy is like the like jock boys, like comedy, stand-up comedy is for guys who think that writing a song is gay.
Yes.
So like that's who we're dealing with. This yes. isn't like working in the arts, which is also predatory.
Yeah.
But it's like very often also touchy-feely, safe space, hold space.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That kind of language. Comedy is not that at all.
No. No, it's a bunch of grown men who like yes. don't have a bed frame
yeah.
out there just being like, fuck you.
It's like a true pigs. With a microphone.
So many, a farm.
Unrestricted internet access.
Nope. It's not Nicole.
Like, it's not Nicole.
It's the opposite of yeah. Nicole.
You guys remember Nicole the sheep oh that made God. Us cry?
Shout out to Nicole the sheep. Also, like, my sweet angel Corinne, who's the Nicole of this story, actually.
Yeah. Well, I think you're the Nicole. Corinne is the other sheep.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I had to hire a female lawyer. I was like, absolutely, you must. Absolutely not. And she sent something out and like they have to identify you in it. So like Andrea yeah. Allen and then like your qualifier, whatever.
Oh, I remember. I saw the letter. I know what you're about to say.
Famous comedian.
It said celebrity.
Celebrity. It did say
celebrity.
It said
well-known celebrity and comedian. And I said, pop off.
I think she sees that I have 11,000 Instagram yeah. followers. And because she's older, or 11.2. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And she thinks like I'm famous. And yeah. I'm like, God, I love your
life.
I love
when people think we're famous.
We are. We will be.
We
and,
are.
And we are. But like, she was typing out the email. This bitch stayed till 8:30 p.m. to send this stuff yeah. out for me. She's Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
I couldn't love her more. But she was like writing the email and then she like made a mistake and she started laughing. She's like, my daughters are always like making fun of me for laughing yeah. at my own jokes. And I was like, Can I come over? Let's have dinner or something. Yeah. Oh, so shout out to Corinne and thank you for your assistance. I can't go into things right now. One, because I want this to end, but it's been a tough week.
Yeah. And also because there's like no one on earth less interesting to talk about than these men.
Right, right, right. But my husband has also been like listening to stuff a little bit and is like,
yeah,
I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh my God. I loved when all this started happening, my boyfriend offered to listen to a bunch of stuff to see what they said,
yeah,
what
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you care about my friends.
It was so nice to
it's
be
so
like,
cute.
You're going to listen to this atrocious stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this came out because you found it. So
yeah.
Shout out.
Well, I was like, I sniffed it in the air.
You did.
And I was like, I'm digging. I'm going to dig.
I got a call and you're like, don't freak.
I'm going to dig.
She's there. She's in the ditch. You're like, you got a call and you're like, don't freak out. And I was like,
everything's chill.
Oh, what?
But gums are flapping.
Gums be flapping. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, but it's over. But, You know when you're anxious for like...
Plus, I don't even want to say these guys' names because our platform is bigger than theirs.
Yeah. You're not like us, okay? Not like us. But life is hell for a woman. And you know when you're so anxious that you like poop weird for days?
I live that.
You do live that.
That's
yeah.
my life.
Yeah.
I like have gone to so many doctors about the fact that I poop like 2 to 3 times a week. And every time I say this on a podcast, somebody DMs me and tells me I need to eat more fiber. I'm eating it. That's not what's going on here.
Your body's keeping score. That's
what's
going on here.
I eat a bowl of kale every day. Like, that is not what's going on. Mm-hmm. What's going on is my body's keeping score.
Mm-hmm.
And every doctor I've been to has been like, hey, we got to the bottom of this. And it is unfortunately your brain.
It always leads back to her, huh?
It's always her. Your gut and your brain are connected,
I
guess.
Great.
Which is cruel.
It is cruel.
Because now I have to worry about the fact that I'm pooping like a rabbit twice a week.
And my tummy hurts.
Dude, my fucking butthole is a BB gun. It's just little tiny pellets of nothing twice a week.
Kind of cute for a girl,
kinda
though.
Cute, though.
Like, let's, you know, I'm not going to talk about my butthole, but.
Yeah, it's better than big stinkies.
Dude, some fucking guy who was like dating my friend who was an asshole was like, you seem like you take big dumps.
I remember this.
And I was like, I hate to give this to you because it's so rude, but I do seem like
but
I
also that's crazy to say to
why are you thinking about my dumps, you fucking weirdo?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he probably cheated on her.
My boyfriend farted the other day in such a way that I almost threw up in his bed and I felt so bad. Maybe we should cut that. But
you're sensitive.
It's just one of the I'm so sensitive to smell.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like very sensitive.
Yeah.
And it's just one of these things where like now I'm being a huge bitch, which isn't helping the situation. You know what I like? He didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
And now I'm being like what you would do if you were trying to be mean about it.
Right.
Is my I'm literally going, stop. Don't touch me.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall watching you two rats move around the fucking cage.
Thank God he knows that I can't help it because he's laughing.
Yeah, sure.
He's laughing. I'm like, when a cat's about to throw up, you know, I'm like doing that stuff.
Doing a little throwing your back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And then I'm in between gang, I'm going, go to the bathroom.
I guess you're one of the few people I think I could make throw up on command. I have I have the tools.
I mean, almost anyone could.
You throw up like 17 times a week.
I throw up more often maybe than I poop. I do it like a cat, you know, because I'm good at it. So like, it's not like a whole production. It's like I walk into the bathroom and I go, and it's over.
If there's any like
except when I threw up on the street the other day, that was hell.
That was insane.
That was hell.
Any Corinne style doctor out there, yeah, please reach out.
I need like a Grey's Anatomy ass. We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I really think I just have like a weak constitution.
Me too, dude.
Like I just simply can't handle being nauseous. I can't handle being grossed out. Like I just would rather throw up than feel sick.
I haven't thrown up in like 20 years.
I know. It kind of, to me, like feels like popping a pimple.
Yeah. I piss my pants when I throw up.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. It's a real cool.
Well, when I was throwing up in the street the other day.
By the way, sober, throwing up
in the street.
As a bird.
Sober as a bird, got car sick, had to get out of an Uber and throw up in the street, missed a party, missed a great party because I threw up all over my shoes and pants.
Sucks.
Which is just like a thing that happens to me and we're used to it by now, but I usually have eyelash extensions on and I haven't had time to get them done recently. So I was wearing mascara and when you throw up your eyes water.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see. I'm in like, sorry for being like this white girl, but I'm in like a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, sure.
I can't see. I'm throwing up. There's tears in my eyes. It's 10 degrees outside.
Great.
And so I'm blind. Mm-hmm. I'm blind. I'm cold. I'm dry heaving. An Uber driver is standing outside his car staring at me, scared.
Like a Serbian guy who's like 60.
He has no idea in hell what to do.
What if he was holding your hair immediately and rubbing your back?
Well, obviously I told him I was pregnant so he wouldn't hate me.
Great.
So he handed me like a pile of napkins that immediately just were done.
Yeah.
And so I'm still like, I still have tears in my eyes. I still can't see anything. And then like, he's like, what do you want me to take you home? And I was like, I was staying with my boyfriend at the time. And my brain didn't process that I could just go back to my apartment, which was closer. I was just in like full
freak out mode. Yeah.
So I was like, well, I live in Harlem. And he was like, yeah, I can't. And I was like, okay, just go. So he leaves me there.
What a pig. Fuck.
I mean, whatever. I'm also like not covered, but I'm like dusted by my own vomit.
I kind of
wanted to like not get back in his car because I was embarrassed whatever.
Yeah.
So he drives away. I'm still blind. I'm freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like three guys walk by and yell at me.
Oh my.
And like call me a whore.
Great.
Because I'm in like a weird neighborhood.
Great.
Where people aren't. The only reason I say it's a bad neighborhood truly is because nobody's walking around except for people who are like up to no good.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just not like a busy area.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what this situation is. So and they're like I'm going to die. This is the one where you die.
So I like run around the corner and call my boyfriend and he's like, I mean, I love you, but I'm an hour away from like even if he like hopped in an Uber, like dropped everything. He's like, it's going to be harder for me to come save you on a white horse than for you to just deal with this like a grown up.
So you just lie. Imagine you just lie on the ground for an hour
and
for him, covered in throw
get
up.
Get raped four times.
Yeah. Like so a like video game.
So he's like, you can stay on the phone with me, but just like call another Uber.
Yeah.
And go to my house and I'll meet you there. And I'm like, right. Great. I have to do everything myself.
Right. God. Women in STEM.
So I'm on the phone with him, but then like another guy, a guy like doubles back and is like yelling at me, calling me a whore. So I'm like, I gotta cross the street and run.
Oh my God.
So
dude.
I'm like, I gotta hang up. I like hang up the phone. I run. And then I see a firehouse and there's like paramedics. There's like seven or eight paramedics like going in and out from their
okay.
thing to the firehouse, their thing, their ambulance to sure. the firehouse. So I'm like, oh, I'll go stand over there.
Right.
And so I'm like standing outside this firehouse, making eye contact with paramedics, covered in my own vomit, crying. And they're all just like walking no. away. Like, and I love EMTs. They're like the first yeah. responders that I truly fuck with. And there's probably some rule where I have to like ask them yeah. or something.
Like a vampire. But I was like, to ask to be let in.
You can't hand me a tissue and a bottle of water. Like, is that so crazy?
Why didn't you ask them?
I was like, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Your social anxiety was overriding the fact
it wasn't
that you
even,
were...
it was just like, I just wanted, I don't know. I was just like, like, I don't know. What do you do? You know?
Hey.
Yeah. So then I just like got in another Uber, reeking of puked, missed the party and.
Great night. Know.
But usually when I throw up, it's like chill.
Totally, dude.
It's like chill and normal.
Like almost cute.
It's almost cute.
Almost cute.
It's
like a little
it's
cat.
Not cute, but it's almost cute.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm over here taking big dumps apparently and being disgusting.
It's got to
so.
Come out somehow.
Yeah. You are the daintier and more ladylike of the two of or of us. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I keep like
but I'm
flowers
also kind of a bulldog.
Yeah. I think we're maybe just both
yeah.
vaguely feminine, but
we
mostly.
Just have different. Yeah. 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 I don't take big dumps, but I like get in like fights in public. You know?
Oh, man.
I like call men pussies all the yeah. time, which is like not likable.
No, it is not. No, it
it's
is not.
It's not demure to be like, you fucking bitch pussy.
Anyways.
And it's not feminist, but we're doing it.
We're, who cares? Who cares anymore? Who cares about anything? So we got a few respectfully segs in the can. Lizzie's got them out this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, respectfully, get a fucking job. I can't do this anymore.
Insane
nobody
coming
in
from
New
us.
York City, I know, yeah. but this is my point, okay? And let me get to it.
Yeah.
It seems as though, okay, this, here's how I want to phrase this. Yeah. This is my most boomer opinion.
Yeah.
And I will admit that. So don't fucking come for me and tell me that I'm being a boomer because I know I am.
Yeah.
You guys have to go back to the office.
Yes.
You do have to, you have to go back yes. to the office. I know that working from home is better for your like mental health. And as like a fucking commie anarchy weirdo, I am like in theory all for it.
Yeah.
The city used to be peaceful during the day.
I know.
I used to be able to go anywhere on a Thursday afternoon and be one of six freaks in there who yeah. doesn't have a real job.
Yeah.
And I could just queen out and do my own thing. And now, like, the subway's crowded. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. You guys are working from home, but you're not working and you're not home.
Mm-mm.
You're on the train. You're walking the Brooklyn Bridge holding hands with each other.
I'm going to tell your boss.
I'm going to tell your boss because you're in my coffee shop fucking off.
Yeah.
And I need that space back, okay?
What?
It's just like I used to be able to go to a flea market.
Yeah.
And now you're all in there with your little gold hoops on Slack on your iPhone, and I can't do it anymore.
Speak on it.
Go back to the office, get a funky keyboard, and deal with it, okay?
And put on that stupid blazer.
It's not digging a ditch.
No.
Just go to the damn office.
And you have a fake job, and you're so lucky to have a fake job. Stop pushing it.
And I know people are going to hate me for this. Like, this is like one of those things where, like, I know that I'm wrong or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But it's
like
so,
my Bowie yeah. point. Yeah.
But it's so annoying. It's like, I understand that I don't work during the day, but I have made so many small sacrifices in order to be that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've shared a bedroom with someone I didn't like so that I can save money.
Yeah.
Like, you know that until this year, I lived in hell apartments.
Yes. Yes.
I did all the like, scratching by starving artist bullshit you have to do.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be a grown up and get a real job. Mm-hmm. And I admit that. I can't handle it. I like, if I had to work in an office, I also would kill myself. I get it.
You would get fired so fast.
I'd get fired so fast.
Yeah.
I would like have a mental breakdown. I get it. But you aren't a freak.
Right.
You're just a regular person with a regular job and you want to be at my museum in the middle of the day and I don't like it anymore.
It's not right.
I'm Carrie. You're Miranda. Go to work.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry.
There is this thing I didn't.
Samantha, has an office.
Samantha does have it. And she's blowing people in there and getting stuff done. You blow someone at your office.
And if you're going to not go to work, be Charlotte and just fix your apartment. But Charlotte's not at the Guggenheim on a Wednesday.
No, she's either running with her dogs.
Yes,
or
go
she's
run.
Getting napkins.
Hey, listen, if you want to run next to the West Side Highway, because that's what all you girlies do, do that. That's not my space.
What if I became a running by the West Side Highway girly?
It's one thing to be one. It's another thing to become one.
Yeah, for sure. To transition.
What if
fully.
I did?
I would.
I'm moving near the West Side Highway.
It'd be fun. I'd be into it.
No.
I'd stand and go, good job.
Have you seen these people?
Yeah. They're tough. It's tough.
It's tough.
It's WeWork people that are out here now.
Right.
And I'm like, get the fuck. Go to Austin.
But also, like, why are you in the coffee shop that has taxidermy?
Mm-hmm.
You know that's my space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've all agreed that that's my space. I got the little tattoos. I have a rocky relationship with many members of my family.
Right.
I did the work.
I sue people.
You know what I mean? We did the work. We get to sit next to a taxidermied lizard and drink a latte.
We're wacky characters.
And now you're in there.
You're in there fucking.
With your laptop?
Mm-mm.
This
Mm-mm.
is a place for notebooks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a place for having a big idea that you'll never execute.
Notebooks.
This is not a place for Slack or Teams.
Notebooks that if you saw what was in them, you would block
You'd
me
blow
the
blow your brains out.
John F. O'Donnell had a great joke about this phenomenon. This is when it was still pure and good in New York City.
Yeah.
He's like, sometimes you get so drunk and you party for so long that you're on the 6 a.m. train.
Yeah, with the people going to work.
With the people going to work. That was a beautiful time.
And also, I'll admit this, that's when we're in your space.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that I've done that.
And I smell like booze and you're like, this guy's kind of a problem.
And I'm sorry that I've occupied your space in that way, but I got sober and I don't anymore.
I don't do it anymore.
So stop occupying my space.
It's a safe space for fucking freaks.
I just want to be a little freak out in. I want to be able to go to L Train Vintage and you're not there.
I hate when they're fucking in L Train Vintage.
On a Saturday, I'm not going because that's when you get to be there.
And you can go to...
But Tuesday at 3?
And go to Smorgasburg when you're supposed to.
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
Tuesday afternoon is my me time.
I also feel like this whole like... Here we go. This whole like emotional, I need time off for emotional issues.
Yeah.
There's people with real mental illness. I'm respecting that. But... Kids these days.
It's one of these things where I feel like the people who need it most aren't getting it.
Yes.
And the people who maybe want it but don't need it are getting it.
Because they open
their... I want to say this publicly? I think I do.
Okay.
No, just that.
Like, yeah, no.
I think that's how I feel. I'm not... Maybe ask me in 2 weeks.
All right.
But I think that's how I feel.
We could put a pin in it. I just think the ones who run their fat mouth about bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think you just don't want to do stuff. And I can't.
And I don't want to do stuff.
None of us do.
So I've built a life in which I don't have to do stuff. That's all I'm saying. If you want to be a freak, be a freak.
Yeah.
But you don't get to have both.
You get to have...
You don't get to have health insurance and be in my freak space.
You have to...
Sorry.
Get out of my freak space.
Get out of my freak space.
There is no safe freak space anywhere in New York City, really.
It like, used to be... There used to be high rises for you people.
Yep.
And...
Long Island City, Dumbo...
And then,
et cetera.
And then we got the Bushwick coffee shops.
Yeah.
And we got to make weird art and be alone. And our paths would never meet. And now I go to a fucking coffee shop, a finance guy's hitting on a marketing girl. I've carefully avoided this my whole life.
A Kips Bay queen.
And worst of all, she likes it.
Yeah.
I've avoided this my whole life.
I know, me too. I fucked a finance guy once.
But it's funny, now I'm moving to their space.
Yeah, you are.
I'm fully moving into their space.
We deserve... Are we being gentrified by other white people? I think we are.
I don't think we can say that.
All right.
There's been, like, historically, like, white artists in New York have tried to pull that card, and people of color are like, you need to shut up so fast.
Yeah.
And we're like, sorry.
I'm sitting here being like, you're taking away my artsy space. I'm a millionaire. LOL. I am the problem.
Yeah. But also, by moving into their space, I'm not gentrifying a neighborhood. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I know.
I'm moving into the whitest of white neighborhoods in New York City.
And good for you. And you're allowed.
Yeah.
No, I know. When we were watching the eclipse, you had like a conniption about this.
Yeah.
Because
who are these people?
I don't know.
We were in like Prospect Park, which is a park surrounded by expensive neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So I know that you guys have fucking real jobs because you have money.
Yeah.
And like, we're sitting there. I'm like, did you all get the day off
for this bullshit?
For the eclipse?
You've got set up a tent with your annoying kid in it.
I know. Wait. I thought it was going to be like a bunch of tattooed baddies who like sell pictures of themselves for money. And then us freaks looking at the moon.
Yeah.
I thought it would be people who respect the moon.
There was not one lesbian doing spells.
No, it was just like, oh God, it was just like some fucking guy.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere without seeing some fucking guy these days.
I know, dude. It's always some fucking guy and you go, okay, well, great.
I mean, like, Williamsburg is the financial district.
Yes.
And so now every time I go to one of my favorite little places, I'm like, there's some fucking guy here. And these guys, they're taking calls?
Yes. Yes.
Enough of that, by the way.
To Hong Kong.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
You're going to be in my freak space going buy, sell. I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
We need to do...
I'd rather a poet.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot.
And that's saying a lot because I don't respect poetry as an art form.
I don't respect poets. I don't respect
unless
poetry.
It's really good.
And you're black.
And you're a black.
Yeah.
You're a person of color, or mostly you're black.
Yeah, 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 no. Especially a black woman, you can do as much poetry
and
as you
good.
Want.
And they're good. It's good.
So good.
Because it's real.
Yes.
A white man?
Hello.
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 Is anyone
you're
going to
write a slam poem about how you... bombed hosting trivia at a bar.
I mean, whenever I'm in a performance space and that sort of thing happens, you know me, I'm like sitting there being like, let's hear it. Oh,
yeah.
God,
if I'm in there, I'm there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm laughing for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. But then sometimes someone does truly take my breath away and I'm like, you belong here.
I know. I mean, I read poetry once.
This is also like, this is related to the way that like, everyone has to be famous now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who have regular jobs are, like, making online content because they have to. And I get that. And that sucks dick and balls.
Yeah.
Because now everybody has to be, like, kind of an artist.
Yeah.
And everybody has to be kind of famous. And, like...
Here at Zoom Quad...
Right.
We believe in summer Fridays.
People are, like, making TikToks about the law firm they work at. So that you hire them when you have a slip and fall.
Except for Corinne. Corinne can make as many videos as she wants.
Corinne is a queen.
And I will, I'll give her a follow.
Right.
I'll comment.
And also that guy with all the rings. Do you know who that guy is?
No.
There's this like Southern lawyer who has a ring on everything.
Oh, I do.
And he's like, don't talk to the cops when they pull you over.
I know exactly.
That guy can stay on TikTok.
You know what? I think I know. I'm one degree of separation away from that guy.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a family member knows him and was like, I have a cousin that's this lawyer and sent it to me. And I was like, slay.
I know someone who met Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game is 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. And I was like, oh my God, I'm 1 degree from Kevin Bacon.
Buddy, we made it. We're famous.
Yeah.
By proxy.
By proxy.
And Kevin Bacon.
And Kevin Bacon.
Get
Kevin, if you're listening.
Hey.
You can come to the coffee shop.
Get back to work.
I just go back to the office. I'm so sorry. But like also in New York, so many of the offices are so nice.
Yeah, you get to sit in Manhattan and have a beautiful little
time. I'd love to have an office.
Yeah.
You built one.
I built an office.
Go to the office.
I go to my office.
Or build one in your apartment and stay there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not in shared spaces.
I can't.
That's for people who've had STDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all sharing chlamydia.
Yes.
In the coffee shop, and we don't want you here.
If you haven't taken the really big antibiotic.
Yeah.
No, thank you. All right.
I think that's what I think about that. I think you guys need to go back to work.
You've really, you've been on this for a while, so I'm glad you finally aired that out.
It just used to be so nice to go to a store in the afternoon.
And it was empty.
And now? And also... combined with that, and we've talked about this before, so I'll make it brief.
Mm.
Things that used to be open 24 hours aren't anymore.
I know.
So my little
stinks.
Freak time has been robbed.
Yes.
Because I was happy to go to the grocery store at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. and you guys weren't there.
Yeah.
But that stopped. So now I have to go at fucking 2 p.m. on a Thursday.
Ugh.
But you're not supposed to be out then.
And now you're there.
You're supposed to be in your damn cubicle.
And now you're getting kale next to me.
And now you're getting kale next Bluetooth to me. And you're on Teams.
Band teams,
band Slack.
Monday.com.
I want coffee shops to start having a no Slack policy.
You know what?
If you're on Slack, you mustn't be in here.
I want people that are on like 90s style business guy movies where they have the phones with a bunch of buttons.
Yes.
Let's go back to that.
Let's go back to that.
Everyone has.
And that's good for you guys too, because then you're not always available. You've made yourself always available.
Yes.
Go only be available at your office.
You go in, you wear a suit. If you're a boy or a girl, you wear a suit.
Everybody wears a suit. Everybody wears a suit. Everybody has a scotch at 11 a.m.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Smoke cigs in there.
Madman.
Yes. And then everyone has an office.
And once a year, a guy kills himself.
No open, and a woman dies under questionable circumstances. And sorry, babe, it has to be you. But then there's no open concept.
No.
There's no let's go to the jam lounge.
There's transfer calls.
Yep. There's a woman on a switchboard.
Yes.
Who's hot as fuck.
Yeah, and you get to look at her.
Yes. That's, I maybe I'll turn this into that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's do fucking law, like law documentaries from fucking, you know, at Morgan and
everybody's
fucking
too loose these days. Lock them up.
I agree. We're conservative, dude.
Lock them up.
Yes.
Get back in the office. I want them to lock the doors until 5 p.m. And you get 1 hour to go to a place like Dig or Sweetgreen.
Yes. You get a pass. You get a Sweetgreen pass.
Yeah.
But if you go anywhere different, they have a little taser.
And
that
they shock you.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you be going.
We should become corporate billionaires.
Sister, I'd be so good.
Yeah.
I'd be so good. I've been doing a lot of business recently.
I'd be a benevolent god.
I've been doing a lot of.
I know you've been making money moves.
Yeah, yeah. And but by money moves, I mean paying everybody
Listen,
to do things for me.
When an oligarchy is coming for you and the people you love, you simply must get your money up.
Yeah, and become the
you
oligarch.
Must, not even. Not, yeah. That's never going to happen.
Sure.
But you must get your money up. It's the only way.
I know. How are you going to protect this team?
People are like, going the opposite.
No.
They're like, you have to quit everything and become a hermit in the woods. You gotta get your money up, dog.
Yeah. You need to start running scams. Yeah. Start selling fucking
money
essential
can get you
oils.
Out of anything.
I've learned that. I've known that.
I've been bailed out before.
And shout out to my parents.
And shout out to my mommy.
Hey, mommy.
Thanks, mommy.
Yeah, get your fucking money, bitches, by going to your office.
Go to your office, get your money up, stop spending money on my coffee shop.
Roth IRAs all
day. Let me get the coffee shop employees' money up. That's my job.
Yes.
Your job is to go to the office, make more money than me, donate to Planned Parenthood so I can get an abortion. That's the economy.
That's the cycle. I love that. That's the true.
That's the cycle.
The ring. Yes.
Yes.
The
and then I contribute almost nothing to society.
Right. I get.
I love when people are like, I contribute art.
I get Medicaid and I get to talk about pooping on, you know.
And you guys get to come to a comedy show and drink White Claws.
Yeah. And go on a date with a boring guy.
Yeah.
And be like, well, we went to a comedy show, so maybe he's interesting. And
yes.
He's not. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I get to make a joke like, oh, I'm on OnlyFans. What do you think of that? And he gets to go, woo.
Yeah.
And you get to go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm with a pig fuck.
Right.
And I perform that service for you.
Yes.
You wouldn't know you were with a pig fuck
and
if it wasn't
me,
for me.
You go to the office.
We fucking close the case.
Or
on
if
this.
You're a boy, get a real job.
Dude, I've never.
Do construction, work for the MTA, drive a bus.
I've never more in my life been like, a man must provide than
get a
I
real job,
am
though.
Now. Yes.
Stop. If you touch a spreadsheet, I'll kill you. Get a real fucking job. Work with your hands. Do something.
I mean, my fucking husband, A, does electrical engineering, which is spreadsheets, but also smart people stuff.
Yeah.
But also fixes houses. And I'm like, this is it.
My boyfriend's a security guard.
Yes.
Get a real job.
Get a real fucking job.
Not him. I'm saying he has one. But
yeah, no,
get
I
a
know.
Real job.
I know. I've also never been more like, I think they should pay for most stuff. And my husband does not pay for most stuff.
Oh, this is something interesting that I've noticed recently.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I'm trying to do a bit about this on stage, but it's too, like, cerebral. I don't even know what that
means. Dude, you're such a deep comic.
Dude, I'm trying to just change the world, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Every man I know is a comedian who is being financially supported by his girlfriend.
Yep.
Every woman I know is a comedian who is financially supporting her boyfriend.
Yep.
And I know they're not paying us more.
Yep.
So what happened?
I know.
What happened?
I know.
How did we horseshoe feminism so fucking hard?
I know.
That now we have to suck your dick and pay your bills. How did that happen?
But that's why I'm like, oh, you pay my bills now. Because when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, we're fucking running shit. I'm like, we should be running shit in terms of influence.
Right.
But in terms of like fucking throwing down
until
for
they start
dinner,
paying us not equally, but more.
Yes.
What? My thing is, I'll do the money. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If you want to have that conversation, I'll do the financial side. If I'm going to do that, I will do zero domestic or emotional labor.
Yeah.
I will not do any of it. You don't get to tell me about your day.
No.
You don't get to tell me about your day. You don't get to have dinner unless you make it. And guess what? You're making it for me too. Because I decided to get my money up.
Lucy's boyfriend is just in a cage.
My boyfriend, by the way, already does all this stuff for me.
Right. But you're like...
He goes, the other day in front of his friends, he goes, yeah, you're not naturally inclined to take care of people.
It's almost as if you find caretakers in your sphere. You find natural caretakers in your sphere.
Somebody, one of his, like a couple he's friends with, was talking about how like the boy was hungover and the girl was like waiting on him hand and foot. And my boyfriend turns to me smiling and goes, you'd never do that.
No, you wouldn't. That's one of my favorite things about you. I can't. Is you won't.
I don't have it in me.
It's so interesting because you are a woman.
I know.
And this gets socialized into us.
But I fought it.
Yeah, you fought
it. Tooth and nail.
Tooth and nail. I'm all up in everyone's shit. Less so than I used to be. But yeah. Boy, am I this.
I just like can't.
And good.
I used to be like a bit of a doormat. Mm-hmm. And even when I was a doormat, I was like bad at caring for other people, but I'd do it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like, obviously I'm like a good friend.
Yeah. Totally.
Like I will like listen and be there for my friends and I show up and these things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like, and he would say this too, but he likes it about me. When it comes to like my boyfriend having a cold, that's like actually none of my business. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, now if he got hit by a car.
Okay, well, that can be your business.
We'd be speaking differently.
Yes.
If he was like actually sick or actually hurt, I would go full mommy mode.
Yeah.
But when it's like a minor inconvenience.
I would love to see that. I have never seen that from you. I would be hilarious. I think you'd rather die than have someone witness that.
Yeah.
Baby.
Oh, the other day I was doing something, I forget what, but I was doing something where my boyfriend started laughing and he goes, if I filmed this and sent it to your friends, you'd kill yourself.
I'm chomping at the bit for it. I'm going to start making deals to try to get it.
I just can't. It just isn't in me. I can't be.
No, I get it. Speaking of sick boyfriends, there was a meme recently that I loved. It was like the scope of illness with men.
Yeah.
And one was like mortal wound. And it was like, I'm fine. And then cold, like this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. The stunning, and men don't always, it's not always just men with this, but it's typically men.
It's stunning.
I'm like, you haven't had a physical?
It's stunning.
In three, like, and you have like
symptoms. We've talked about this before, but it's stunning the way that you guys can't handle the common cold. And yet think that you're better than everybody. It's stunning.
I think you're above modern medicine.
And thank God I'm with a man who's the shove it down type. Shove it down and go to work.
Yeah.
Because I lack the gene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I can't look at a man sniffling and being upset about the fact that he's sniffling and continue loving him. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
of
you
course.
Have the sniffles. Yes. Go to work.
Yes.
Go to the office.
But also, the not knowing you're sick because you're so repressed by your fucking weird man shit.
Love that.
Then you're being a bitch because you're sick and you don't even know it.
I know.
So now I have to be like, maybe.
No, I'm talking about when they know they're sick, so they make it everybody's fucking problem.
Absolutely. But the worst is when they don't know. And then I'm like, maybe take an Advil.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they won't.
You're being a real problem.
But
right
for
now.
Some reason, men don't believe in medicine.
What the fuck? If you're a man and a listener or a woman who doesn't believe in medicine, please write in.
Please believe in medicine.
What the fuck is this?
I can't.
Everyone dies all the time. Can you stop?
Just like science is cool, dude.
Not checking things out.
Science rips.
I agree.
I mean, like, I love these people that are like, you know, in the 1500s, they didn't have Advil. It's like, yeah, they died.
Yeah. They died of dysentery.
They died. All the time they died.
They died at like 15 after having like 7 kids.
Yeah, if somebody made it to 20, it was like a huge fucking deal.
They didn't have smartphones.
Right.
Come off it.
Come off it.
Do you want to live in your own poop?
I know.
You freak, bitch.
Some of these guys, they're living in their own poop.
A lot of people are living in their own poop.
Poop is like crazy.
Whoa, dude. You are cerebral.
Poop is like around in a way that I wasn't aware of.
No, I know. Don't Google how many particles there is. I did find out recently. I'm finding out more and more the people I know, regular daywalkers.
Sorry, real quick. Have we talked about on the podcast how the person who first told you that fart smell is poop particles should have told you that the way someone tells someone they have terminal cancer.
No, but this makes sense.
Because we've talked about this privately.
It's the worst thing.
Someone will just tell you that the first time, like I am right now.
Yeah.
Someone will tell you that, like, it's information we all have the first time you hear it. And you should be sat down and given a blanket and a cup of tea.
Yes.
That's what do you mean it's poop?
It's poop everywhere.
What do you mean it's poop?
Dude, or the, like, when you flush the toilet with the lid open, it launches poop all over everything.
Poop?
And now I think I have sepsis.
You have, like, a roommate you don't really know outside of school.
And then they threw their poop all over everything.
It's just like, it's my toothbrush.
Is covered.
It's covered in poop.
I know. That is a sit down.
You ever suck a guy's dick and start thinking about poop?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's tough.
Especially when you get near the base.
And they think I'm gagging because it's big, but it's because I thought about poop. I thought about the contact with which your balls make poop.
Yeah.
Wait, meat poop.
Meat poop. Meat. The poop.
The to, poop ball.
The poop to ball.
The poop ball
contact point.
Contact point gets in my head. I go.
Do you eat ass?
No.
Yeah, no, there's no
way. I don't
way.
Take care of people.
Yeah, yeah. And fair.
Have I?
Come on. Yes, of course.
I'm a modern woman.
You are.
I mean, Charlotte ate ass.
Charlotte did eat ass.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I've never.
You're a fucking loser.
But I've never enjoyed the experience of it.
No,
and
me neither.
I've always very much resented the person who asked me to.
I know. It's like the sex positive trap where you're like.
Right. And also, because I am tough but fair.
Sure.
I don't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not one of these people who's not eating ass and then being like, but you have to eat my butthole. But also, I don't poop, so get in there.
Yeah, kind of the best place for that type of activity.
My boyfriend recently, did I talk about this already? My boyfriend recently described my butthole as, quote, unremarkable.
No.
No, it's the best. That's what you want.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You want a butthole that can't be chosen out of a lineup.
Right.
Because anything remarkable is probably not great.
Skin tags.
Or like a discoloration.
Oh, God.
Or like a funky hair pattern. You know what I mean? Like,
not the funky hair pattern.
Like a crop circle.
I know.
What you want is you want unremarkable. That means that, like, out of every butthole you've seen, which is all porn, mm-hmm. yours looks like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Congrats on your great lower
unremarkable
half, buddy.
Butthole.
There's an episode title.
Yeah.
Right there. I also, when someone asks you to eat ass, and I'm, again, this is a real misogynistic, we're really.
When they present, they crank it open.
I can't see you this way.
I can't.
I hate that I saw you this way.
Not to, again, quote Sex and the City.
Yeah.
But in the ass eating episode, when Miranda's giving the guy the back massage and he starts just like, putting his little butt up.
Like a cat.
And then she goes, I don't want to do that. That's so real,
dude. Yes, it is.
I wish in my early 20s I had the self-esteem that Miranda has.
I know.
To just say, I don't want to do that.
No, thank you.
It's almost like every time I did it to get him to stop presenting.
Just to end it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
the presenting is...
It's
it must stop.
It's poo. We're very...
If a girl's going to eat your ass, it has to... I think... The boy has to be laying on his back.
Yeah.
And the girl has to be sucking his dick.
Yes.
And then he can, like, in a way where she doesn't see it, because she's already down there, lift his hips a little.
Pelvis a little. Yeah, do a tilt.
Which is also, like, that's more masculine. Because
sure.
You do that at the gym.
Sure.
You know? Do a little pelvic thrust.
Yep.
And then she can get in that stinky butthole.
Also, the legs going up.
Like a baby.
Don't even move those legs an inch.
Not an inch.
Not even.
You better grip the sheets with your little toes.
As soon as the legs start to go up, you go. Now I can't respect you anymore.
No.
We can't be partners.
No.
You're my bitch.
You're my bitch and your butthole winked at me. That was a good gag.
Yes. Well, I recently was like, I don't know if we can talk like sex negative anywhere in the pod because it's kind of maybe getting a little old. Turns out, no.
Turns out we found something.
Yeah, we got
it.
We
didn't even plan that.
No, just off the fucking cuff. Should we take a quick break, skis, and then come back?
Yeah.
One other sag?
But with almost the opposite opinion.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. And we're back, folks.
Listen, if I'm anything, it's a hypocrite.
Me too. Me too.
And I would argue that anyone who has a podcast is.
Also, like, oh, you're going to grow up and not become the person you never thought you'd be.
Or spend 2 seconds on a fake pretend break and have a completely different opinion.
Exactly.
But I would like to posit this as another respectfully segment.
Let's go.
Respectfully, being in bed by 10 p.m., 9 p.m., whatever it is, that doesn't fucking make you cool.
It's crazy.
There's this
these nerds.
Weird narrative.
Yeah.
Where people are like, 11 o'clock, I could never. But what? They're saying it with this like smugness and condescension. Yes. And these also, this is, we've talked about morning people before. This is different.
Okay.
This is like homebody people.
Yes.
People who are like, oh, me? By 9:30, I have to be home watching Law & Order SVU.
And I have like my 17 types of blankets that I post about. Yep.
You know who else is doing this? LA people.
Yes.
LA people love doing this.
Yep.
And LA comedians, sorry, some of you are cool. Some of you are cool and you know who you are. You're my friends.
Yep.
But some of you are going, doing this thing where you're like, ugh, after my show, all I want to do is go home and eat my snacks and live a little.
Get fucked up.
And people in New York, it's spreading. It's spreading
to here. Is
it
spreading?
So now I'm out. I'm doing my little freak shit. I'm like at a show being a freaky little weirdo who wants to talk about my tits and cum on stage.
Yeah.
And I finished doing that. And then all these motherfuckers are like, ugh, I can't wait to go home.
Put my fucking skin mask on.
You stink.
They have bedtime routines.
I'd rather have bad skin than be a boring fuck.
I agree. Also, like, young people.
It's young people. I'm only talking about people in their 20s.
Yeah. If you're 50, read a book.
Absolutely. Go home. In fact, nobody wants you.
Yes. Yes.
You're bumming the hose out for sure.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Like, people in their 20s that are being like, this narrative of it's cool to go home. You're isolating yourself and you're ruining the sense of community that we used to have.
Also, don't you want to live your life?
Right.
The 20s are the time for, like, everyone.
But a youth is wasted on the young.
Everyone laments like they're, oh, I'm not in my 20s anymore. I mean, you're a grown up or whatever, but it's like, I think about the wild ass shit that I used to do. I'm whipping my tits out at a punk rock bar.
I mean, I'm sober and I'm not going home at 9.
Me too.
Like,
my fucking old ass husband stays out with me on a school
especially
night.
Especially in New York. It's like, did you know that we can get dinner at 11?
I don't understand why you wouldn't want
to
do that.
Are there less places to do that now? Yes.
Which stinks.
But I've always been able to find one.
Yeah.
Every neighborhood I'm in, I can find one.
There's also this like, okay, it's like, collagen core, I like to think of it as.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
You're leaving the hang to put salmon cum on your face.
I'm
a freak.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Yes.
I was talking about some like sex shit on stage and it was something that the young, and I'm talking like 20-ish, 21. And they were like looking confused and I was like, are you guys like the ones who are, do not have sex? And they were like, no, like they started like laughing and I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. Like we're sex negative in the way where we're like, stop presenting your little butthole to me.
Yeah.
But we're not saying that you shouldn't fuck in your 20s.
Be a whore.
But also like the other thing is you don't have to fuck to live your life. Like go dancing, go out with your girls.
No one dances anymore.
But you're all at home texting in the group chat.
Yeah.
I can't with that.
And like, I got these sheets. It's collagen core. It's Brooklyn core.
It's candles.
Yeah.
You've made your home too comfortable.
Yes.
And that's also why you refuse to go back to the office.
Yeah. Guys.
I'm 28. Mm. For the majority of my 20s, my home was a place with a bed and a shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had so much fun.
I know.
I was having fun every night all of the time.
I'm like, do you want to be 40? There seems to be this weird,
yes,
like, mix.
And they like want to get married.
Yeah. It's conservative.
It is.
This is the point I was going to make.
This is fascism. Yeah. This is how it seeps into your brain, even though you think you're not susceptible to it. The people that you're watching on TikTok that are tucked into bed by 9 and have this like beautiful home and that's all they do is keep house. That's fucking conservative propaganda and you're falling for it.
Yes. And
do you know what's cool and leftist? Going to a bar, getting a seltzer and having fun with your friends.
Well, also when you're out in the world, that's where you meet your weird little other other perspectives.
That's community.
Yes. You meet your little communist or anarchist. Yes. You meet a fucking person that isn't like gender fucking cis as fuck.
I'm begging you to go to a music venue to see a band you've never heard of.
I do that all the time.
It's one of my favorite things to do. And sometimes, get this, they're bad, and that's awesome too.
Yeah.
I'm begging you to do that.
It's like, conservatism, it's so interesting.
Also, all these people are getting their tattoos removed. That's conservatism.
No.
Fucking Pete Davidson getting his tattoos removed and everyone thinking he's hot still. You're being conservative.
Ew, you religious, boring fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting that young people are starting to embrace conservatism.
Yeah.
I don't know what generation did.
And they're like Dems.
Yeah.
But they're not like rebelling. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they're like, by going to bed at 9 p.m., you're falling in line.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, I'm like,
quit it.
Being fucking ED skinny is back.
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking,
yeah. Yeah.
Exercising, keeping journals, doing collagen, doing eye masks.
Yeah.
I want a husband is
there
back.
Are so many more interesting things than your diet and your skincare.
I know. It's a sad life.
It's sad.
They fucking got your ass.
Also,
dude.
I hate to say this, and sorry if this hurts your feelings. You're being a trad wife with no husband. That's crazy.
Yes, that's exactly what
that's
it is.
That's crazy.
You're like doing boot camp for when he comes along.
Right.
Ugh. God damn it.
When my boyfriend came along, I was a rat in a cage who went out at night.
So was I. And so am I still.
And I still got one.
Yeah.
Go be a little rat around the city.
The rat girl's the fun girl.
Remember Brat Girl Summer?
Yeah.
Hey, step your pussy up and get back out there.
I don't think these faux conservatives were out for Brat Summer.
No, but they were like, they would like go out once a week and get a dirty martini and be like Brat Girl Summer.
Yeah.
But remember what cool fucking 22-year-old girls in tube tops were up to?
I also I was at a warehouse party falling down the stairs, dude.
Live a little.
I probably have brain damage from that time.
I certainly do. My brain is Swiss cheese.
Yeah, your brain is Swiss cheese.
But hello.
Whatever comes out of your mouth hole is brilliant. So who gives a fuck?
Thank you so much.
Imagine if you had full brain function.
I'd be unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
I mean, I'd be a star.
We will be, babe. We will
Stop
be.
Stop going to bed at 9 p.m. Go back to the office.
Yeah.
Do both.
Go. This is what I want from, this is my assignment. Go back to the office. Start an affair with a married guy who works
God,
at the office.
I love that.
Dude, like, go out and meet them at hotels. Have sex in hotels.
Have sex in hotels in your 20s.
Yes.
If I can say one thing, it's have hotel sex. I've done it a lot. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
You can even do it inside your relationship.
Yeah.
But I mean, don't. But you can't. Like if you're like 22, like fucking be single and have sex in hotels. But like, I did it so much.
I know you did. And I didn't know about hotel
sex.
I'm
like a platinum Hotel Tonight member because I would make guys Venmo me the money and then I'd get the hotel. So I got the points.
Look at you. Look at you, you hooker. I love it.
Be a hooker.
Be a hooker.
But don't be a hooker, but be a hooker.
Be like a spiritually a hooker. And like maybe you could be like a kind of, yeah, probably not. You'll die. But
You'll die.
Yeah. But like, fuck, man. Also, this is also phone stuff too. Like the cameras are around all the time. Because I was like half naked all the time.
Well, that's the other thing. Like the people younger than us are very afraid of being cringe because they've been filmed their whole lives.
Yeah.
So they're not like dancing.
Dance.
You must dance.
You must. Fascism is coming.
You simply must
do
dance.
The last dance, babe.
Yeah.
And maybe hook up with a butch lesbian while you're at it.
I mean,
come
for the
on.
Love of God, run an experiment. With someone who's consenting to you doing that, like
right.
Don't lie to them.
Right, 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 right.
But like, do shake it up.
Be bisexual in practice.
You cannot eat an Emily Mariko salmon bowl every night and go to bed at 10 p.m. and act like your life is full.
Aren't you bored?
Aren't you bored?
That's what I always wonder. Yeah. Or if you're going to do that, LA is that a lot.
You
for
can't
sure.
convince me that watching Traitors is enough.
No, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
Live your fucking.
Live a little bit.
There's a bunch of like bitches on TikTok who are like in their 50s. There's this one very punk rock woman. I think we both like watch her. She puts on
love
like
her.
Cool fucking outfits. She's got gray hair and whatever. And like she did a TikTok recently, was like, lessons I wish I knew when I was young. And I'm like, this bitch knows these things.
Because she lived.
Because she was at like Bikini Kill.
Yes.
Like headbutting people.
And like, that's not happening because you guys aren't seeing bands you don't know about.
No.
We keep seeing you guys, like the people who listen to this aren't. Like right. us and cool.
We just always go after women that we don't like.
But like the people actually listening to this probably are cool and agreeing with us.
Yeah, but they see these bitches.
Yeah.
They see these hoes.
It's okay to be tired.
Yes. Yes.
It's okay to be tired. Is getting sleep good for you? Sure. Totally.
You don't
yes.
really need it right now.
But you don't really need it right now. Go fucking have fun. Also, and you don't have to drink.
Right.
You don't have to. Like, I hate the way that like. That's the other thing, like alcohol culture has eroded just having fun culture.
Yes.
You don't have to drink or have one.
And alcohol culture sucks. And I think that's like yes. what these people are rallying against.
And that's not what I'm talking about.
No, go bowling or whatever.
If you go out dancing sober, you'll be uncomfortable for 12 minutes. You will be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to fucking dance.
And you're going to
wear comfortable shoes, take off the kitten heel, mm-hmm. put on a pair of comfy shoes, and just go dance with your girls. And what are you doing?
And you'll probably be making like an ugly face, but no one, who cares?
Who cares?
If you're not making an ugly face where you're dancing.
Also, I hate to break it to you. Nobody's actually famous. You're not famous.
Yeah.
So even if somebody films you being ugly dancing, nobody's going to give a fuck.
No one cares. Also, like boys don't care what your face looks like.
No, you know what boys care about? The fact that you're fun as fuck.
Yeah.
You're like a fun, cool bitch. Love that.
Let's bring back the fun girl.
Be fun. Be the fun girl.
Be fun.
You got awesome tits, whip them out.
Listen, I got fake
honestly, even if you don't have awesome tits, they're still tits. Whip them out.
Hey, listen, as someone who formerly had pointy little guys.
And when I had pointy little guys, I was whipping them out more than I was when I had big yabos. Because they're easier to get out.
They are easier to get
they're
out.
They're so easy to get out when they're little guys.
They're
you
so
can just bleep, they're out.
You also pointed out to me that when you have big old milkers and you whip them out, it's like people are like, whoa, this is a sex crime.
It's not, but it's almost like a guy taking his dick out.
Yes. It's like, whoa, the room.
It's like, this is sex now.
The room stopped.
If you have little titties, you have the joy of it being kind of funny.
Yeah. And like.
Because I've had both.
And like non-threatening.
I've walked in both worlds.
Yeah.
It's like cute. You yes. know, it's like cute and quirky for you to like whip your little titties out. But when you have big stinking yabos and you take them out at the bar, people are like, so where's sex is happening?
And when they
if they thud
against your body,
you're doing sex crime.
Yeah, you're doing sex crime.
But show them to your girlfriends.
Yeah. I mean,
they want to see them.
I was before the 2.0s, I showed you and some friends my tits. I think it's your phone background image
of
me.
It's my contact photo. Yeah. For you.
And then one of our fucking asshole little friends, our little rat friends who got reductions and won't stop talking about it, kept saying I had ugly tits. And I'm like, I know they are not the best, yeah. but you don't get to
That's
keep.
That's no fun.
Stop bringing it up.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Stop being a fucking buzzkill. That's yeah, buzzkill stuff.
It is buzzkill stuff.
When your friend is texting you that they want to hang out, they want to go to a bar at 11 and you're like, oh my God, I could never. You're being a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Stop being a buzzkill.
Just fucking be a problem every once in a while.
Be a little bit of a stinker, dude.
Or, oh, if you're in the office, get really drunk at the office Christmas party.
Love that.
And like.
Love that.
Say something that's really going to damage your professional relationships. Yeah. Or hook up with the weird intern. I almost hooked up with an intern once.
Love it.
He was so hot.
Yeah.
And then I fell outside of the. When I worked in fashion, I was drunk almost all the time.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be drunk. I was like going to cool hotel bars.
Right.
And my hot
every
male
fucking bar in New York has a mocktail.
Yeah.
Nobody will know you're not drinking.
Yeah.
Or get a fucking club soda. Tell people there's vodka in it. Who cares?
I also think you have to have sex in public at least one time.
You think you have to?
I think you have to. What do you think about that?
I'm thinking.
What do you think about that?
I think that.
I'll take sex off the table. A bathroom makeout.
Yeah. I think that something of that nature is
yeah.
definitely a character building experience. I certainly have sex in public I'd like to take back. But
fair.
But to your point, let's bring making out all the way back. Making out back in a huge way.
Yeah.
The most fun nights of my life were nights when I went out with my friends, made out with a guy at a bar, and then didn't talk to him for the rest of the night.
And remember when you would like see a guy and know that you were going to make out?
Yes, but not go home with him.
No. Nope.
That's so fun. It's mm-hmm. only the good part.
Well, that's the thing with like dating app stuff, and people are getting off dating apps now, which I love.
Yeah.
But the lost art of like going out and just being like, tonight.
Yes.
It's happening.
Do you remember your move?
I was so direct.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to think.
Just taught one of our friends about you want to make out.
I think that's what I did.
Like,
yeah.
Our friend was talking about how he doesn't know how to, like, he'll be like flirting with a girl at a bar because he's like newly single.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to transition from flirting to like not necessarily, he was like asking her to go home feels like more than I want to do right now.
Yeah, fair.
Like, I'm not sure if I want to spend the rest of my night.
Yeah.
But I do want to like get past the flirting stage. And I was like, have you never said to someone, do you want to make out?
It's so fun. A make out in a sort of a little bit of a dry hump. It's also, hump.
By the way, if you're a girl, so hot.
So hot. Yeah, I was this girl.
Yeah. I think I told this on the pod, but my move was I would do this thing. I love this move. And take this.
Take it.
I'm in a committed relationship. Take it. Mm-hmm. It's yours now. You know when you're like at a bar and you keep... Every time you look at a guy, he's looking at you, but mm-hmm. he's not staring at you. But every time you look, it's like
catching eyes.
Your souls are connected and you're just like, you keep
ecstasy.
You just keep looking.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that goes on for a little too long and you're like, is he going to make a move? This is where you strike.
Okay.
When you're in that, this has happened like 8 or 9 times
will
now.
They,
and
they?
Why hasn't he talked to me yet? Maybe he's like being a little too respectful or whatever. Yeah. But you just keep whatever. You keep making eyes. You go up, you stand next to him and you don't look at him and you order a drink at the bar. Or like whatever you can do standing next to him. Like mm-hmm. he'll go up to the bar at some point. So when he goes up to the bar, you go up next to him to order a drink. You don't look at him. You order your drink. And then after you order, you look at him. He's looking at you. And you go, shut up.
Perfect. And then you walk away. Perfect. Perfect. Use that. Girlies, that's perfect.
It's perfect. Because you're daring him now to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that.
Shut up.
Yeah, I would just be like, you know, make
it. It's like less words, but it's the same as being like, are you going to shit or get off the pot?
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's less gross.
It is less gross. Yeah.
You can't say shit. You can't say shit as in poop.
You want to take a big dump or get off the pot? You want to take a pellet
dump?
Hey,
you look like you take big dumps.
Hey. And, you know, sometimes maybe I do.
You just go up to him and go, when I poop, it looks like a rabbit did it.
With my tight little unremarkable butthole. Oh man, we've covered a lot of ground, buddy.
Yeah, that's got to be it, right?
That's it. That's got to be it. End on that.
Hey, you know,
where can people find you? Follow you.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Come to my show every Wednesday at the Gutter in Williamsburg/Greenpoint. What's the other thing?
I don't know.
Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls.
Yes. Please do. It's a great show. Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube Respectfully podcast. Good night.